This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. United States diplomats are warning American commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf region to use caution as tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to escalate. The advisory warned that U.S. airliners flying over the area risk being misidentified and heightened military activities and increased political tensions in the region. Just days ago, the U.S. ordered warships and bombers to the region in response to an alleged threat from Iran. The unexplained threat prompted the U.S. to impose more economic sanctions on Iran and withdraw non-essential diplomatic staff from its embassy in Baghdad. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned recent attacks in Mali that killed and wounded the alliance's peacekeepers. A spokesman said that the UN chief was deeply saddened by the death of a Nigerian peacekeeper who succumbed to his wounds following the armed attack by unidentified assailants in Timbuktu. Guterres wished a speedy recovery to another Nigerian peacekeeper who was wounded in that same attack. Austria's Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has proposed a snap election after Vice Chancellor and longtime far-right leader Heinz Christian Strache stepped down.
Austria's ruling government is teetering on the brink of collapse after the country's Vice Chancellor and longtime far-right leader announced he was stepping down. That's after video footage emerged that threatened to destroy the ruling coalition. It allegedly shows the head of the Freedom Party discussing state contracts with a potential Russian backer in return for political support, shortly before the election that brought him to power. Heinz Christian Strache told a news conference it was dumb, it was irresponsible, and it was a mistake, fighting back tears as he asked his wife and others to forgive him. He maintained, however, that he had done nothing illegal.
Mia Warmesley of Reuters reporting. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of voters in eight states in India lined up at polling stations to cast ballots in the final round of voting that brings the marathon 39-day election to a close. Out of the 59 parliamentary seats up for grabs Sunday, the most high-profile contest took place in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's constituency. While his victory in the city of temples is widely seen as a foregone conclusion, the outcome for his party, which is seeking a second term in office, is not quite as certain. VOA's Anjana Parishra explains why.
The animosity towards the BJP is so high among a large number of political parties that they would be willing to sink their differences to form an alternative government.
Clashes between rival political workers of the BJP and a local party, the Trinamool Congress, that dominates West Bengal, marred the campaign this week and pointed to the intense campaign waged by Hindu nationalists to make inroads in the state. Australia's ruling Conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the country's general election Saturday, defying opinion polls that had tipped the center-left opposition party to oust it from power and promising an end to the revolving door of national leaders. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney for VOA.
The Prime Minister had said the opposition wasn't fit to govern and couldn't manage money. He's celebrating his unexpected triumph with party loyalists and his wife and two daughters.
I have always believed in miracles. I'm standing with the three biggest miracles in my life here tonight.
Voters appeared unnerved by the opposition's radical tax reform agenda and its big spending plans for health and education. Labour's Bill Shorten has quit as leader. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In the U.S., former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden pledges to bridge the deep divide in the country under U.S. President Donald Trump and reject the anger that he says is motivating some in the party. Biden told supporters who arrived for a rally in Philadelphia Saturday that he will do things very differently.
If I'm elected your president, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make progress on the matters that matter most. Civil liberties, civil rights, voting rights, women's right to choose, national security, personal security, health care, an economy that rewards work, not just wealth, a climate change policy that will save our children and grandchildren and this planet.
And the 76-year-old native of working-class Scranton, Pennsylvania, Biden, has climbed to the front of the crowded primary field for president. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from VOA in Washington. I've got an exciting playlist of Pan-African music today with tunes from 13 different countries. The range of styles and eras is just wonderful. You're going to hear everything from a classic soukous, for example, by iconic singers Mpilia Bell and Tabule, to new releases by veterans and by rising stars alike, such as Youssou N'Dour of Senegal and Teta Diana of Rwanda. Song of the Week comes in at the bottom of the hour with a song and an artist that's up for big-time nominations at this year's Ghana Music Awards. The song is Wish Me Well by Kwame Eugene. Kwame Ofori joins me in studio to present that, so you know that's going to be fun. And he will have special insight, too, into this song, being that Kwame, too, is from Ghana. Near the back half of the hour, I also have another VOA friend and colleague joining me. That's Jackson Mvunganyi. He and I are going to present a track from Rwandan singer Teta Diana's brand new album called Iwanyu. So sit tight, people. Stay glued. And let's get on it. We begin in classic Mandé tradition from Guinea with Garadona by Bambino. If you don't know Sekouba Diabaté, a.k.a. Bambino, you should, because he's an icon of Mandé music. The Diabatés are descendants of a long line of griots, or djeliu, as they're called locally. And djeli music is passed down from generation to generation, and in Bambino's case, he learned it from his mama. Now, his mother actually died when he was only 3 years old, but she left behind her legacy in recordings that her son later heard on the radio. Her music was one of his biggest influences. At 16, then-President Sékou Touré, a noted music lover, by the way, heard him sing and insisted that Bambino join Bembeya Jazz, Guinea's best-known musical group at the time. Bambino, of course, honored the president's request and, well, created his own legacy as one of the most beloved singers of all time in the Mandé world of West Africa.
Garafani. talila foresta kere fani dona lufo iba kele la fani odona iwa la jine talila kini ala jine kalufo anila be ni gara dona jomfula aja janke kusangara dona oye kona kiri.
All right. Hello, everybody. That was the amazing voice and sound of Sekuba Bambino, an icon of Manding music from Guinea. The song was Garadona, a track from his 2009 album, Awa sur un air Manding. I'm Heather, and this is Music Time in Africa. Moving across the continent to Kenya now, and to a different kind of music altogether, let's listen to singer-songwriter Eric Wainaina. This is my favorite track from his 2011 album, Love and Protest. I love it for the message, other people's lives.
You live and you learn, you can't please everybody. In fact, there'll be those who spit on your dead body. You take all the advice that you can take. And one day you're done baking everyone else's cake. And living other people's lives, other people's dreams, other people's moods, other people's highs, other people's lifestyles, and other people's rules. Flash magazines and flashy apartments, fancy bikinis and fancy fair weather friends. Not living a life if I can't afford it. No, 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 no. Image zero if I have to borrow it. For living other people's lives, other people's schemes, other people's moods, other people's dreams, other people's lifestyle, other people's who's who's, other people's yes, other people's no's, other people's no can't do's. Other people's don'ts, other people's maybes, other people's rules. Now to make my own choices. If it's okay with you, I'll choose my own voices. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I won't listen. Give me a chance to follow my vision. Instead of living other people's cars, other people's clothes, for other people's eyes, other people's dreams, other people's lifestyles, other people's lives, other people's highs, other people's lows, other people's in-betweens, other people's don'ts, other people's maybes, and other people's schemes, other people.
Music time in Africa, y'all.
Hey, hey, peepers, how you doing? This is Heather. I am so happy you're listening with me today, wherever you are on the continent. You just heard Eric Wainaina from Kenya, and now the next three songs are all from 2019. First, I'm going to take you westward a little bit to the city of Kampala. This is the home of Maro, a wonderful artist whom you may have heard before. He came to the studio last year with an American artist named Shane. Well, Maro, he's got a brand new single out titled Konta. It features Zuli Tums and DJ Caesar.
Kanoka kakari kakande kazinako horimba kuzikiriza okuzina byotamanyi ngozitawa olingano gemwanyi puti like those of over Germany onomunyachi when you pass me by uchitula wekalanga balabanyi you spend that money don't talk to me kuba tunyaba kunyonga batugwira abagusobole kunyonga batugwira nakazi nako olimba sikeko I swear kano kakakari kakande nakazi nako olimba I swear kano kakakari kakande Okema kumutwe Okema kumutwe Kuti konde 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 Konde
Everywhere you come my tata nange Kano katambulina ku WhatsApp nandi M.O.B. chikashikyo ya gade Kasi ndikido mula muno mulwade Umano mukulu ubongo kade
DJ Caesar Wine on a singura Zirien nyimba zabara Ranze zimboa Mazara wona hebi angevi nyuma Namba suli resign nga we mwenyiga
Chikaga
Kwata zina
Tonkoe
Mbobato zina
Kusaba tonkoe Nakazi nako olimba Sike kwa iswea Kano kakakari kakande Nakazi nako olimba I swear Kano kakakari kakande Oke magumutwe Oke magumutwe
Pass me by, muchidula wekalanga balaba nui. Just spend that money, don't talk to me. Kuba chunya bakunyonga batugwira, abagusobola lunyonga batuvira.
Chigaga,
kwata zina,
tongo.
Mboba tozina,
kusaba tongo. Nakazi nako olimba, sike kwa iswea. Kano kakakari kakande. Nakazi nako olimba, I swear.
Yeah, that was Konta by Maro, featuring Zuli Toombs and DJ Caesar. If you want to know more about Maro, go to my YouTube channel and search for Maro, M-A-R-O.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Rawr! Okay, now, I promised you that I was going to play a new release by the legendary Mbalax singer who exposed this distinctive Senegalese style to the world. That's Youssou N'Dour. He's come out with a brand new album. It's called History. The lead-off track is a moving tribute to the late bassist Habib Faye. As musical director of N'Dour's legendary band Super Étoile de Dakar, Faye shaped their winning sound starting way back in the 1980s. The two giants of Mbalax worked on separate projects in recent years, but at Faye's untimely death in April 2018, N'Dour canceled all of his shows to be at his funeral. Together, N'Dour told his publicist, We created many songs and played many shows around the world. Naturally, he said, this is the first song I wrote for this album. So here's Habib Faye, an elegy with an Mbalax beat.
Be like Tribute to the late bassist, music director, and friend to Yusu, Habib Fahim. Hello, lovies. This is Heather. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and here's the third song from 2019 I have for you. It's from Malawi, called Revelations by Sanji, and featuring Saint.
Amayankula Zonya Zita, Amayankula Moya Luka. Ngadi antu osalingedwa Chibongwe kamwa maomo kutumba kwa kwa oku abwele tabagulu ngadi tomsenda nao wanji mai wala moyo ndi umoti lelo ndine mawandiwe ama mfanza waka kolola kunizo wazao kamoto wake amasonkela papira ntu waziona kono wakumanja ukatani zambale ama isi sakuti wa manzere uzi wenso right now man one ask chimakala chan kodini nuo yamba kula nilandali so oh god mawasiriti wika
think about tomorrow
somwe ulinazo zingo ya mika oh lord
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
So now I want to take you back in time to some of the best dance music still to date on Earth. Seriously. Just listen to Mbilia Bell, presented by the late Tabule with Bina Mudanda. Dance, Mudanda. Dance.
Mudanda.
pamba kumuta ve. Oh bakento we, oh bakento kuwa mambo. Oh bakento we, isa kukina mudanda mama.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell coming in at the end of the classic sound of Mbilia Bell and Tabule Rochereau from 1986. Song of the Week with Kwame is coming up soon. We're going to present our favorite nominee for Song of the Year at the upcoming Ghana Music Awards. Well, my favorite anyway. But first, let's keep the groove going from the ladies of African music. Here's Patience Dabani, and also former First Lady of Gabon from 1967 to 87, with her song Chiki Chiki.
Yeah. This is the song of the week.
All right, all right, all right. I'm with Kwame in the studio now. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, 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 guys.
So happy to have you back on set.
It's always a pleasure.
So this week's song of the week is from Ghana.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it's by a young artist named Kwame Eugene. Now the song, oh, yes, that's right. The song is called Wish Me Well. And we're excited because it is up for Best Song of the Year on Ghana's upcoming Ghana Music Awards.
And it's also nominated for Highlight Song of the Year, which confuses me because this sounds like a gospel song.
It does. I don't hear a bit of highlight in it, but it is just so wonderful. So let's listen to a little bit and we'll come back in. We'll pop back in the middle of the song for a second. Here it is. Yeah.
My God be my provider, He be my protector, so why they go higher? Yo, baby, I need Papa. My God be my provider, He be my protector, so why they go higher? Oh yeah, me me nyawo biam po boni, I don't do them anything. People say me another, if you wish me well.
All right. I love this song, the melody. You know, you heard me just now singing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting good in my pigeon even. I love it. He's got these beautiful melodies and this singability to the song.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
It's, you know, is this part coming?
No, it's not coming yet.
Oh, man. I just cannot wait for it. Is it coming now? Well, here it comes.
No.
We're going to sing it. Oh, shoot.
Oh,
there
it is.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Kwame, what does this mean? What is he saying?
He's saying God should speak on behalf of his kids. And I'm not surprised because Kwame Eugene actually comes from a gospel background. He used to play live music in the church. And I'm not surprised that he is able to fine-tune melody to make you, Heather, fall in love with his
music.
I
love this.
Yeah.
Oh, let's listen some more.
Coming once them I see by record with a stolen mic. We be see my phone coming yet see and a tubing pie. We be by your machine and we destroy the soul inside. My baby I'm a mona monkai.
Shame on you, I pray my God to favor you. What will they do with deja vu?
Now, you know, he's He's singing Shame on You. And when you watch a music video, you see some disturbing, you see two women, totally in different contexts, crying, being abused in some way. So what do you think that, what's the message there?
So, I mean, with him in the video, those who haven't watched it, go watch Wish Me Well on YouTube by Kwame Eugene. He's addressing two issues, where there's a distraught woman who looks like people have been saying a lot of crazy things about, and the woman is crying to God to, like, speak on her behalf. Now, the other one is he addressing the issue of fake pastors in Ghana and really across the continent. It's becoming a problem. So
taking advantage of women.
Exactly.
Let's listen to the last end of this song and we'll come back.
Yes.
I just love it.
There you go. Yes, he's been nominated for 10 awards for Ghana Music Awards.
Oh my gosh. So this is Kwame Eugene, guys. And that song was Wish Me Well, but 10 awards, that must be, well, we know it's for Song of the Year, High Life Song of the Year, even though it doesn't sound.
High Life Artist of the Year.
Oh, High Life Artist of the
Year. And High Life Song of the Year. Yeah,
he's and many nominated. More.
Yes, producer of the year, artist of the year, album of the year. This is his year, really.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we wish him well, too.
We wish him well.
All right, this is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
And that was Song of the Week.
Hey, this is Amara Brown, all the way in Zimbabwe, and I'm chilling with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning into Music Time in Africa. Please keep it locked on Voice of America. Yes.
Okay, here is an artist I just discovered from Zambia, Jay Rocks. He began his career in 2009 as part of an award-winning hip-hop group called Zone Fam, and he's been moving up ever since. He's already released 4 singles in just this year, but I really like this one from 2015. It's called I'm Not For Sale, Ho.
This life is not for honor. When you're striving, hoping to die for honor. Glory see my quana. When you're thirsty and they be no cabana. New land, no designer. And your boyfriend, don't say a cucana. You're really not a planner. So your life in the day, the cupitana. You wanna get a 9-to-5? Wanna be free, can't wait to be alive. You wanna hustle overnight, but there's not a job that you seem to be getting right. I know the one for Mugazi, Jazzy, you can be the Blasi. Don't slip around the mumu mabazi. Just tell them you're not for sale. You're not for sale. You're not for sale. You're not for sale. Lord have mercy, I done did this and did that. I did some people wrong and I don't think they did that. But I think they know that I'm in this so pitch black. I'm just a selfish trying to get me some fish back. But I am proud of that part of me. I'm on my Twitter trying to DMX like a rap rider G. It's a tough saga. See, I used to be a rough lover with enough battery. Money was the issue. I was trying to get it from my honey every situ. Never really learned a couple things and how to treat you. So when you never brought the money, my reflex was to beat you. When I saw you, I saw a couple dollar signs. Got the cheddar, took it to my Coca-Cola dimes. Couple bullet times, that was my bipolar time. Left my shorty when the farms, when I was balling with no qualms. Eventually, she looked at me and told me it wasn't meant to be. She told me she was tired of being tortured, prison mentally. She told me she was done, da-da. Can't take me like I'm Timba because I'm not for sale. I never planned this.
I've never done this. I never thought to come a day when I would run this. But some things you can't miss. Let me be honest. Jehovah God be the reason that I'm on this. I remember when I started and nobody tried to push my agenda. But the number vendor, the number vendor. Till I got to the top, it was 1 December. Kunichinga. Probably top 5 rappers in this money vendor. But one bella danger. Record labels trying to get me, but it's money tenga. They wanna sign me, then give me what to talk about. Wanna buy me with the cheddar, wanna cough a lot. But I ain't doing none of that. Then my combat that you wasting my time. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale.
If you're just joining us, welcome. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. And for those of you who've been listening already, hello and a big hug to you too. Next up, Deba Demba. This is a group of 2 enormously talented musicians, guitarist Abdoulaye Traoré from Burkina Faso and singer of the griot tradition, Mohamed Djabi. Now, Djabi is the 2nd griot we've listened to today, the first one having been Sekou Bambino of Guinea from the top of the hour. So this song is Nusso Dia, or Happiness.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? You are tuned in to Music Time right here on VOA with Heather.
All right. Hello, everybody. The song you're just hearing now is Kata from 2014 by Rwandan singer Teta, or Teta Diana. Now, she has just come out with a brand new album, and here to talk about it is Jackson Mvunganyi. Jackson is the co-host of the radio program Upfront Africa and entertainment host on Red Carpet TV.
Hello, hello, everyone. What's up, Heather?
How you doing, Jackson?
I'm doing well. Man. I'm doing well.
So do you remember, Jackson, back in 2014 when we interviewed Teta together?
How could I forget?
I know. Let's listen to an excerpt from that.
I was born in Kenya, and I grew up hearing my parents talk about Rwanda, a place we belong to, a beautiful country of honey and milk, they would describe it. And the only way to connect with Rwanda was through music, so we would listen to all the traditional music. Kamariza, Masamba,
Cecil
Kaira, Inanga, Njindiri. So I grew up listening to that kind of music, and I loved it at such a very young age. But this particular musician, Kamariza, she also passed away. She caught my attention. I loved her music, her voice, her message, encouraging people to go back home. I feel like it was a message to us who were abroad because of history. Mm-hmm. So she inspired me a lot. She's the reason actually I tried.
You know what's crazy is when I listen to your music, the first time I listen to your music, I say, this girl reminds me of Kamariza. I swear to God. Like we had this very iconic artist. You know, obviously, I relate to her story in many ways. I was a kid who was born and raised in the diaspora, and the only way we connected to our culture was through music. And this was a very powerful sound from this woman who was talking about the beauty of Rwanda. She was, in many ways, our pipeline to Rwanda before we even got there.
Yeah.
But when you sing, it reminds me of that woman. Unfortunately, she passed away when she was still young. You know, she passed away in the 90s. But Teta, to me, reminds me of Kamaliza.
Do you have one of her songs in your head that you could just sing like a few phrases from to remind us of this singer that was so influential with you both and probably many Rwandans?
Sure. Humura Rwanda nziza, humura humura ngahundaje, humura Rwanda nziza, humura humura ngahundaje, ndaje gihugu nkunda, dore nkwambaye impumbya, and so on.
Oh,
so the song is about, sorry, Rwanda, stop crying, I'm here, and la, la, la. It's about hope.
That just took me back.
Oh,
it just took me back. I got
you crying, Heather?
I'm tearing up, and I'm not even...
Isn't that powerful? That's beautiful. And look at Heather, too. You don't even know.
Beautiful.
There was a certain melancholy to it. It was so powerful.
Yeah. All right, so Jackson.
I cannot believe that was 2014.
Can you believe that? Five years ago.
Wow, time flies.
I know it.
Yeah.
So
it was so nice to have Teta in the studio at the time and talk to her. You know, before you ask me a question, I have to say real quick that Kamaliza, that artist that we were talking about, lives in spirit through Teta in many ways. If you listen to her music, her sound, that new album that we're about to talk about had that one song.
Mm-hmm.
That is, in many ways, the sound of Kamaliza. And this girl carries on the torch of this powerful artist. And in many ways, you can see that she's also legendary. She's going that route of Kamaliza.
I think so. And now, I hadn't heard from her in these last 5 years. Mm. And I would, every once in a while, like I do with many artists that I've already interviewed, I pop in and on social media and try to see what's going on, or I give them a call if I have their number. And it's just now that she's finally come out with the album.
Right. Her first album.
Yes.
And she's been working on it for about 5 years now.
Yeah, and I listened through little samples of all the songs, just short samples, and there's a big variety. She does a few pop tunes. She does some real slow, melancholy guitar, singer-songwriter tunes. But this one, I just love the sound of, but I don't know what it's about. So what's the song about?
None Nejo means now and tomorrow. now and always.
Okay.
And it's a song about self-love. She says that as a woman, you have to love yourself today and tomorrow and always and understand your value. That's the message in that song.
Thanks, Jackson. Let's listen to Teta Diana with...
Non Enejo.
Non Enejo.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right, so we've got time for just one more song, and I want to play one that comes from Sierra Leone by the group Catch Dem Young Salon. Now, they just composed this song for us. Music Time in Africa, and right with all of you in Africa who love and listen to the show.
Écoutez, there's no other time but Music Time in Africa. See the warriors alongside Africa, come with us.
Let our hearts be, let our hearts be as one. Let it drum out, let it drum out all the hate. Let our hearts be.
Let our hearts be as one. Let it drum out. Let it drum out all the hate. Hey, got me singing like hey. Got me singing like hey. No better time like music time in Africa. Hey, got me singing like hey. Got me singing like hey. No better time like music time in Africa. We all now one, we all now one. So let we come together and sing praise songs for Africa.
Africa, Africa.
Mama firmaling and apa fina. One thing dilemma you. Mama firmaling and apa fina. One thing dilemma you. Tabo atata tamo bora neka mafi. Lang baboko.
Let our hearts be as one. Let it drum out. Let it drum out all the hate. Let our hearts be. Let our hearts be as one. Let it drum out. Let it drum out all the hate. Hey, got me singing like hey. Got me singing like hey. No better time like music time in Africa. Hey. Got me singing like hey, got me singing like hey. No better time like music time in Africa.
We got the music to keep you grooving. African music, can't refuse it, so we choose it. We got the music to keep you grooving. African music, can't refuse it, so we choose it. Dance to the drum beat. Beats like your heartbeat. Just keeps you whining while I'm rhyming. Pond is flying. Dance to the drum beat. Beats like your heartbeat. Just keeps you whining while I'm rhyming. Pond is flying.
Let our hearts beat. Let our hearts beat as one. Let it drum out.
All right, that was Music Time in Africa, spelled T-Y-M-E. By Catch Dem Young Salon, a song dedicated for the Music Time in Africa family. Yay! It's time to say goodbye, music lovers. Thank you so much for joining me today. And a big thank you to Kwame Ofori for his help with Song of the Week, I Wish You Well by Kwame Eugene. And also to Jackson Mvunganyi for joining me on presenting Teta Diana's new music, Iwanyi. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09500 UTC. And again, Saturdays and Sundays at 5 minutes past 09, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online. Just go to voanews.com anytime and search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay blessed.